At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A panel of federal judges in Texas began hearing arguments this week in a case that could affect some major changes during the 2018 election. Judges heard from plaintiffs about how the maps were designed to intentionally discriminate against minority voters. The state is accused of breaking up concentrations of Black and Latino voters and immersing them into predominantly white voting districts. Nina Perales is with MALDEF, the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, which is representing one of the groups suing the state.
Voting patterns in Texas tend to be racially polarized, so much of the evidence today is about whether additional minority districts can be drawn and whether they're justified under the Voting Rights Act.
The court will continue to hear arguments through this week and render a decision that's expected to result in the redrawing of Texas House and congressional maps before the start of the 2018 election cycle. The trial is expected to last a week. Southern Methodist University and UNT Dallas are each getting $5 million in scholarship money to help attract students committed to careers in teaching. The funding from the Raise Your Hand Texas Foundation will help provide training and development opportunities. At SMU, the scholarships will target the two-year master's program. That's according to education professor Amy Farrell.
The people I think we had in mind were just all of those people who come to us who are looking for a more fulfilling career and who really hear the call. Because that's what it really takes, someone who realizes that they want to be with kids and they want to do good with kids and teach kids.
Farrell says this program should boost the number of expert instructors who will teach the next generation of Texas kids.
It's critical that we put people in the pipeline who are as ready as possible. Teaching is a practice. It's something that we expect for people to improve over time. But there absolutely is a level of readiness that we can provide people here that is different than other pathways, than alternative certification or non-degree programs.
$50 million is being shared among 10 Texas colleges. HEB Chairman Charles Butt is supporting the effort. Despite scholarships like that aiming to fill the void in school teachers, Texas faces workforce shortages in nursing and education. One solution? Lawmakers passed a bill this session allowing community colleges to hand out some bachelor's degrees. Governor Greg Abbott signed the bill into law last month. As part of our American Graduate Initiative, KERA's Stella Chavez reports on how this could help train more people for hard-to-fill jobs.
Jesse Branham is sitting in a first-semester nursing lab at Collin College's McKinney campus. Branham's a busy guy. He's the father of a baby girl and a two-and-a-half-year-old boy. He works in an ER full-time and attends community college full-time. In a couple of years, this school will offer a four-year degree in nursing. Branham was trained as a firefighter paramedic, but
I found out that I enjoy the medical side of it a little more because I feel like I'm doing more and contributing more. And already being affiliated with Collin and knowing that they had the ability to possibly start offering a BSN, why not go here?
For Branham and students like him, going to a community college is more affordable than a university. He thinks other students juggling work, school, and raising a family would love to get a four-year degree at their local community college.
Not only does it cut down costs for us as students, it also increases the amount of nurses that we can put out into the community to help and be there for patients in the hospitals.
That's good news, since there aren't enough nurses in the state right now. Neil Madkin is president of Collin College. He's talked about it with local hospital officials.
It's a nationwide problem, and in Texas, we're projected right now, today, to have a shortage of 70,000 nurses by 2020. In Collin County, we have about 1,400 nurses that are needed each year to meet the demand, and there's not been a BSN program available here until now.
Three Texas community colleges currently offer bachelor degrees under a pilot program. This new law expands that in three areas: nursing, applied science, and applied technology. Madkin believes this will attract a different kind of student.
I believe it's going to open doors for students that would otherwise not have the opportunity. And I couldn't be prouder than to be in the situation of opening those doors and creating that on-ramp for students.
Especially, Madkin says, students who want to stay close to home and enroll in an affordable program. at Dallas County Community College District, President Joe May says the changes will help address a different problem.
In the case of Dallas, we are really concerned about the shortage of early childhood teachers. And we estimate that we need about 4,350 teachers in the area to provide the services for the 39,000 children who are eligible for pre-K programs within the county.
May says employers are looking for job applicants with more skills, so job seekers are returning to school to learn them.
And it's that big change in terms of the expectation of employers that are driving us to look at degrees differently, realizing that we're continuing to see more knowledge, skills required in areas that in the past you looked at differently.
Back at Collin College Nursing Lab, students are listening to a lecture.
You don't want to leave your patient like the top picture.
The lab has beds with mannequins simulating a real person. The beds have headboards, call lights, and oxygen.
This is set up for that if we would ever have like a crisis here in the community, we could actually bring patients to this area because we could give them supplies and things that they need for an emergency.
That's Professor Rebecca Larson. She's seen the nursing program grow. In the past, she says, this class would have had maybe 35 students. Today, there are 60. Collin College hopes to have its four-year nursing degree up and running by 2019. But first, it and other Texas community colleges looking to add four-year degrees will have to go through an accreditation process. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Coming up at 9 on the BBC NewsHour, more on the New York Times report on evidence that Donald Trump's election team knew that the Russian government was trying to help him win the presidency. That's up next this morning on the BBC NewsHour at 9 on KERA. For the day, we've got mostly sunny skies. Should be a high in the mid-90s later this afternoon. This evening, though, it looks to be mostly clear with a low around 77. Tomorrow, much of the same sunny skies with a high near 93. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Should be a low around 77. It's currently 79 degrees in Dallas, 81 in Fort Worth, 82 in Tyler, and 78 in Wichita Falls. It's 8:30.